Chapter 24, A Wonderful Surprise. Sandra made an important decision Tuesday morning as she was eating a bowl full of brown rice for breakfast. While she and Jessica were weeding gardens together the day before, Jess had inquired if Sandra had decided whether or not she was coming to her wedding. Sandra had assured her friend how thankful she was to have been invited and how much she would love to come, but she had explained the situation with her brother. Now, as she sat at her lonely kitchen table, she considered her options carefully. "Jessica and I have become really good friends," she thought. "She and Peter have done so much for me. Laurie's not even going to be at the cottage on Saturday, and it's a 3-hour drive away. Knowing him, he may never get there anyway. And without a car that works, I can't get to the cottage independently. I'll have to depend on Michelle for a ride. Why would I miss a wedding that I really want to go to for something so uncertain? The more I get to know Peter and Jess, the more special they've become. This is such an important event in their life. This is such an important event to me." With only a momentary regret, Sandra made a decision that she never would have entertained a few weeks earlier. "I think I'll cancel the cottage plans and hope Laurie and I can get together some other time." Emailing her brother, Sandra explained her decision in the nicest possible way, and then picking up the phone, she called the Simons. Jessica and Peter had already left for work, but Beth answered. "I'd really love to come to the wedding," Sandra told her happily. "I'm sorry I put off accepting the invitation until now, but I had other plans, plans which I've just decided aren't nearly as important. If there's still room, please count me in." "There's still room," Beth assured her, "and I know Jess will be so happy to have you there." It was an easy phone call, and Sandra was glad she'd made it. She left her apartment and headed down the elevator to apartment 226. "I shall be able to finally pay my rent today," Sandra thought happily as she opened James's door. She looked over at the desk and saw the two envelopes of money sitting in the usual place. "I'm so glad I can always count on James," she thought. There was only a small note on the computer desk along with the shopping list. Sandra picked it up and read, "Sandra, I won't be home till 9 o'clock tonight. James." That's all he has to say, she wondered sadly. All week long she had half expected James might call or send her flowers, knowing how upset she'd been about her brother. "Oh well," she thought, "he's probably been working a lot this week and just hasn't thought about me." Taking the money out of the wages James had left for her, she added the final $20 to the wad of bills she had for the landlord. Then she went out, locking the door behind her. Heading down to the first floor, she made her way to the office. She wanted to get the overdue rent payment looked after as quickly as possible. "Thank you so much for the extension," she said to the receptionist, handing her the money. "I finally have enough. It was a tough month." The receptionist looked up surprised. "Your rent has already been paid, Sandra." "What?" Sandra could hardly believe her ears. "But I didn't have enough money until now. There must be a mistake. Are you sure it was mine? How was it paid?" "An envelope was express mailed to the menor last Friday with a money order," the receptionist replied. "The note just said to apply it to your rent. There was no name or return address. We just assumed it was from you, or that you at least knew about it. Anyway, be assured we have your money." Seriously? Sandra started to tremble. Happy implications swirled around inside her mind. "Then I only have 2 more months to pay my lease," she mused. "And now that I can clean other apartments and work for Jess and Peter, I can make it. I should be able to make it." Turning around in total astonishment, Sandra could hardly think straight. Not only was her rent paid, but now she had $1,500 to use as needed. "I can get my car fixed," she thought. "I can buy groceries, I can pay my school loan, and maybe even get a new dress for the wedding." She wandered back to James's apartment in a complete daze. As she collected James's sheets and clothes, Sandra felt a deep peace and true happiness. "Jess was right," she smiled. "I need to trust that God will provide for me. And he has. Somehow my rent was paid. It's incredible. Starting tonight," she promised herself, "I'm going to change. I'm going to read the Bible every day and get that oil Craig talked about into my lamp. I'm going to change my life completely." Sandra began the laundry, faithfully checking all of James's pockets. She found nothing except some loose change. Once she had the washing machine going, she left the money on his dresser. "But I wondered just who God worked through to pay my rent," she pondered, as she found the bathroom cleaning supplies and sprayed the shower. I've only told James and Jessica that I was struggling. Was it them? It couldn't have been James. Surely if he cared that much, he would have at least called me this week. But if it was Jessica and Peter, why would they pay my rent anonymously? If I were to do something like that for a friend, I would make them a big card and tell them what I've done. Or send them a dozen roses and tell them to talk to the landlord, or... she pondered as a new idea occurred to her. Perhaps James talked to Laurie, and Laurie sent the money. Scrubbing the sink and polishing the taps in the bathroom, Sandra imagined James telling Laurie about her circumstances and Laurie's terrible remorse that he hadn't even asked his sister if she needed any help. Oh, if only she had told me, she could hear Laurie saying, running his plump hands through his curly grey hair. It was easy enough to imagine him writing a cheque on the spot, completing his signature with a grand flourish. Here, James, she could hear him saying, please take this to her landlord and let me know if she needs anything else. Cleaning the toilet, Sandra saw herself running up to her brother and throwing her arms around his plump, sturdy frame in total gratitude for his great generosity. His kind blue eyes beamed down at her as he expressed his deepest sympathies. Any time you need help, just say so. Don't wait for me to find out from somebody else. No, she said to herself, standing up and jabbing the toilet brush back into place. I must stop thinking that Laurie is the perfect brother. What if Peter and Jessica paid my rent, or somebody else? How would I feel about them? And what would I do to thank them? Hanging a clean towel in place of the other and picking up the mop, Sandra considered this carefully. My friends have been so good to me, she thought, dipping the mop into the bucket of warm water. Jess comes over every Thursday night to help me study the Bible. She's helped me to find promises that are real, promises that surpass anything I've ever dreamed up before. She's helped me find work with their landscaping company, work that I enjoy. And she's invited me to her wedding. Carrying a pail of warm water to the kitchen, Sandra began mopping the tiles. On the kitchen table was the Heart Smart cookbook, and Sandra noticed a yellow sticky note on the cover. She took a break from mopping to read what it said. Sandra, just in case you're looking for ideas, the grilled chicken salad looks fantastic. Sandra smiled. Another note from James was very welcome indeed. He has been kind too, she thought. He may not have called all week, but he drove me home when I was crying and probably had to work late because of it. He gave me his box of delicious Chinese food. He says so many lovely things about my cooking. He's always paid me faithfully on the day. I wish he hadn't talked me into coming into that luncheon to meet my brother, but even so, Sandra considered as she squeezed out the mop, he was only trying to help. Yes, he was trying to help me. He truly was. He knew how much I wanted to see my brother. He was worried my brother was going to let me down again. He tried. He actually cared. Cared enough to suggest that I come along with him. Suddenly Sandra stopped mopping and stood up with a horrified look. That luncheon was James's idea, she told herself, and he probably hoped it would have made me happy, but instead I was upset, very upset. I hardly ate the meal that he'd paid for. I blamed him for talking me into something that only failed because of my own foolish high expectations. It was my fault, not his. With a rush, Sandra realized that James might have been very hurt by her negative response. In a way, I blamed him for it, she recalled with a foreboding sense of gloom. Maybe that's why he didn't call me all week. Maybe he's been waiting for me to apologize. After all, he tried to apologize to me. Maybe that's why his message is so short. Oh, drat it, what a fool I am. Will he forgive me? Have I lost another friend? Discouragement filled her heart. When it came to guys, this was the usual pattern. Friendships never lasted very long. Sooner or later, mistakes were made and the downward spiral began. It's not worth it, she told herself. I should just avoid friendships with guys. It always leads to pain, to rejection. However, Sandra had learned too much in the last couple of months to just leave it at that. But what if James is hurt? She thought, after he tried to be so kind. What if it was James who talked to Laurie about the rent? I've got to say I'm sorry, regardless of what he now thinks about me. From that moment on, Sandra gave the condominium the best cleaning ever and planned out how she could best say sorry. I'll make him that chicken salad and the yummiest dessert ever, she decided, and surprise him with it in the courtyard. By 9 o'clock, it will be almost dark, so it can be a candlelight dinner. I'll buy some candles at the store. And I will apologize. Then she reconsidered. Will all that seem a little too romantic? He didn't call me all week. Our friendship may be over. but I'm still his house cleaner, and if we don't have candles, how will we see what we're eating? Sandra finally decided to make everything as nice as possible and hope for the best. It was nearly 7 that evening when all her preparations were done. A small note was left for James which read, "James, dinner will be served at 9 o'clock in the courtyard. Please meet me there. I'd like to talk to you. Sandra."